to Roll for Regret.
Hello, I am Sarah.
Helen.
V, you don't get to say your own name. You have to earn that. We probably should have waited for V to finish her biscuit.
She's currently dunking her biscuit. Full dunk in a cup
of
tea.
Not sponsored by biscuit.
Half dunk, not full dunk.
Oh, well, it looks full dunk to me, but you know.
So,
the science behind full dunk.
Similar to... Well, we haven't actually... We haven't gotten any suggestions because we haven't put out that episode yet, have we? So, let us take a suggestion from... You guys talk. Explain what happened last week and I'll do my thing on the side.
How's full dunk in that biscuit? Can you taste
all the flavors?
No, talk
about what happened last week.
Okay, shit. Okay. Last week, Temperance flirted. That was embarrassing.
Oh, Jesus.
She didn't know she was flirting, but she did.
Yeah, she had no idea.
She flirted. Gilwyn hurted.
Gilwyn suffered a lot of secondhand embarrassment.
I really suffered.
And Kaina had thoughts. I'm really burpy right now, so it's really bad. I'm sorry, everyone who can hear me suppressing burps. We have, our party has not reconnected, but rather met up with a associate of Kaina's, the little thief, gnome girl, and this associate named Leora has agreed at a cost to come with you guys and try to steal this bag of holding that was originally stolen from a man named Hal, but then she was stolen by Leora, and Leora's like, sure, I'll steal it back. This guy's paying me.
And then he was like, oh my god, no way. And she was like, oh my god, yes way.
And that is 20 points of damage to go in.
Sass damage.
Sass damage. Well, anyone else want to talk?
Say well, a few currently words? I'm looking up a...
For our fallen heroes?
I'm looking up a party name, because previously... Wait, why am I talking Gilwyn voice? Previously, we said to hit us up on Twitter, at Roll for Regret, to do party names. Party names, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But since that, we haven't uploaded that, because we usually upload in little batches, I have some suggestions.
Alright, what are these suggestions? What are we calling ourselves?
I don't know where to start.
Is that one of the team names?
Big Test Icicles. The Beer View Mirrors.
Oh my god.
Victoria's Secret. Multiple Gorgasm.
Choose one.
Oh, come on. Female Body roll. Inspectors. The FBI.
Roll for one, babe.
Alright, I'm gonna roll a d20 and see whatever comes up. You guys...
Oh boy, let's see what this...
A four. Holy guacamoles. Come on. What does that even mean?
Whoa.
I'm gonna scroll. Alright. Scared Hitless.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Today our team is known as Scared Hitless.
I really liked Big Ghost. Big Test Icicles. Gotta say in a particular way. Alright, now we're Scared Hitless.
You guys are Scared Hitless and... Sounds so close to Scared Hitler. Anyway.
It's supposed to be Scared Shitless.
I know, but okay. Also in my head.
I ruined the immersion. Anyway.
Anywho.
And that was the summary.
Ta-da-da! Here's the music.
Oh, please don't.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So now we...
Welcome to my kitchen.
I'm going to cut all that.
Okay. You guys wake up. Another boring ass day. but you'll make it fun. Dun dun dun. Wait a second while I put some music on.
Temperance.
You guys have woken up. What's happening? Tell me about it.
Well, Temperance was already up and ready by dawn, as she normally is.
Oh yeah, because you were yesterday.
She wasn't yesterday, because yesterday she had a hangover, even though she only had 3 standard drinks.
I'm pretty sure the standard drinks for ladies is 2.
Is that?
So,
yeah.
Okay, so she probably would have been drunk then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if you don't drink often. And also, mm-hmm. I think it's like 1 per hour or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have high body fat? Because, you know, you can eat.
You got
no
body fat.
She's like muscle.
That's going to be, that's better for her, because then she doesn't absorb as much alcohol. Damn.
Okay, so she would, alright.
Look, she's really fucking wasted. Alright, let's all agree. And then Gilwyn is an angel.
Oh yeah, so pure.
I didn't even drink that wine. I threw it in that man's face, so.
Oh yeah.
You did too, yes.
So anyway, We've got to go out, I guess, and go fucking do a lot of stuff and probably save the world, I guess. But also get my bag of holding.
Get your bag of holding, yes.
Yeah,
make sure to feed the other one.
Yeah, feed that guy.
I'm gonna shove a pillow on it.
Oh my god!
Not mine!
It graciously accepts a pillow.
I'm gonna pat it. Good.
Don't pat it. Don't do that.
Why can't I pat it? I pat its
extra
top bit.
Hungry. Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm gonna hold the bag. Don't be a dick, I say to the bag.
Its face just looks unchanged. It's a bag.
I'm gonna inside check the bag.
Alright, inside check.
I've got 7 plus 8.
It's a hungry bag.
Be good.
Alright. Alright. Cool. Let's get down to business.
I talked to the bag.
Feed the hands.
Let's get down to business.
I'm gonna shove some like complimentary. I'm sure they've got something like little berries or something. I'm gonna shove some extra stuff in it.
There's
just in
a
case.
Ball of fruit.
Cool, I'm gonna just pour the whole ball of fruit.
You
in
might
it.
Want it! What if you get scurvy?
Well, I already probably do. It's fine. I'm gonna shove a full of stuff. Just like a lot of fruit.
Alright,
I don't know how it works.
Y'all are on your merry way then. You leave. Did you guys wanna grab breakfast at the place? Actually, you don't have to leave. You guys can have breakfast at the merry.
We need big on meals.
No, because you guys need to eat. And do you know me? Do you know what my life revolves around? It is food.
I'm gonna say Temperance eats a lot in general, so she eats a lot.
Yeah, y'all have a delicious breakfast.
I eat biscuits when I need to.
Y'all have a delicious breakfast. So you guys just live like you do out of character.
I was like, talking like a pirate. I mean, a seafarer.
Okay, y'all eat breakfast at Myers.
Yeah, like the table on Temperance's side has like a lot of food, and on Gilwyn's side it's like one or two plates.
It's not nearly as much.
A piece of bacon.
I do have a piece of bacon and probably a little bit of like mostly just greens.
Yeah, it's 7 a.m. here. They actually serve breakfast, so y'all are having a delicious breakfast. It's very fulfilling. It's 11. Did you guys have to leave? Did you guys want to just bum around?
I'm gonna bang my face on the counter until it's time.
I'm not gonna describe anything, I'm just gonna say what you've done for the sake of rarity. So Gilwyn just repeatedly bangs his face against the counter.
I'm probably gonna continue doing the embroidery that I have.
Cute.
What? And as Gilwyn does that, Temperance is doing.
What are you doing?
She's eating.
Oh, eating!
For what? 4 hours?
No, is it like.
I mean, I would eat for that long.
No, not for 4 hours, but like, as you know, like, you only have however much food, but she has a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just, yeah.
Yeah, the staff are kind of concerned by how much you're eating.
Get some money's worth.
And she's like, go in, eat some more.
Your skin and bones.
You need your energy.
I eat a grape.
Oh my god.
I eat like enough, but I'm not like you.
When she finishes, she like. She'll tidy up everything, like, she'll stack them up and she'll, like, bring them over to
That's
them.
That's adorable. Okay, yeah. After a delightful morning.
Are you sure you
want
the bag of devouring? Ba-da-da-da-da-da! Let's go.
After a delightful morning. 10:30, you guys kind of head out. Kind of well-rested for once.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, quite well off. And you're just heads of that nice, happy, sunny morning. You guys retake your steps towards... Satsu's den, but about halfway there, Kaina pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Back in her dark, scrappy robes.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes herself known, and it's just like, hey guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the dress. The dress is nice.
Oh, I can't really wear that. Well, I don't want to get stabbed.
Isn't she coming with me?
I don't want to ruin it.
Sure, you'll be no one's gonna try and attack you when you go in there and basically deface their church type thing. That's gonna be totally not an attack. Well, yeah, so you're functional, fantastic. I meant dress functionally, not. I mean, obviously,
okay.
You're functional, whatever.
Kill one, please.
Kill one.
I'm functional in many ways.
Wanna go? I'm gonna walk away from her. I didn't hear that.
She nudges you with her elbow.
Not just who, me.
Yeah.
I'm just ignorant.
It's like nudging your like little thigh or something.
Boop boop. Okay.
Deadpan stairs.
Alright, you guys head over to that. You're okay going?
I'm fine.
Alright.
Just really trying to do my job. They just want that bag of holding.
It's not really a job, it's just your desire.
It's becoming a job.
You guys head over to Satsu's den, where Liora is waiting by the entrance, chatting to the smaller tiefling guy that was at the door before.
Can I, like, look at him and, like, work out what the fuck his deal is?
Yeah, sure.
That's off the table. Fuck. 7, it's like an insight, I guess, but I don't know if that's what it would actually be, but I'm just trying to work out. I'm just, like, squinting at him. Like, is he a gnome? Is he, like, a human? What's the deal? Is he just a small people? I don't know.
He's a halfling.
But a tiefling.
But a tiefling. So a tiefling born to a halfling.
Okay.
So he's small, well, but he look like a demon. So he looks
so
a
is dangerous. He a quarterling?
Don't
know. Well, that's that mystery solved, isn't it? That was a yawn. Hello. Alright, fantastic.
Gilwyn didn't have enough coffee at breakfast.
Are you still a bit sleepy, Gilwyn?
I'm a bit ready to stab. So.
Well, that's disconcerting.
We've got a... Hal's counting on us, and I'm counting on me. So.
Say, Tyna.
Yeah?
Do you know if Liora could...
She's right here, you could ask her.
I thought we would, like, still...
No, she's, like, right in front of us.
Y'all have approached.
Okay. Oh, so Liora, question.
Yeah?
Do you think you could make this bag look like the other bag?
You know, I think I can.
How long will that last?
About an hour. I guess we'd have to, I went a bit Irish there, I'm sorry.
Is there something you have to, like, maintain focus on? Or
No, I can just leave it.
That's cool.
However, I need to... We should place it and then change it, I think. If we want to do this stealthily.
And also, we don't want to get it mixed up.
Too, I suppose. Yeah, I know what that bag's capable of. That would be shit.
Let's get it.
As long as you feed it, it should
be
fine.
You sway, you can hear it growl, but you don't know.
Shut up, bag. Don't talk.
Just like smack the bag.
I'd really love to stab it.
Shut up, bag. Be cool.
Cool bag. Be cool. Pretty much. Yeah. So we'll just make it that I'll touch the bag and then I'll. Oh no, fuck that. I don't know. Whatever. We'll work it out on the fly.
The bag.
Let's just go. Let's go, team. Yeah, team. So pretty much. You need ropes. So can we go somewhere private?
How about we, sure.
Cool, alright. So, can we go somewhere private?
Yeah, we do.
Well, alright, just private.
Let's go there, somewhere private.
Well, pretty much, fine, so even if we just duck into, like, a...
Yeah, you'll just duck into, like, a little back alley alcove behind the bin.
I'll slide her the robe. Yeah. That I stole.
Alright, she takes off a few items and then puts on the robe over the top and... does it up, and she knows how to wear it. She's been in there before.
So. Can I just put it over all my stuff?
Yeah. It might look a bit bumpy.
That's fine. People ask, I've got a condition. It's called Don't Fucking Talk to Me.
Oh my god. Okay.
I can probably convince people that's true.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Can we have weapons in this place without being obvious?
Liora just says, I know they have a zone of truth up.
Oh shit.
Good. But we just have to kind of maintain composure. Like, you can get away. You can be in a zone of truth.
Just dance around the issue.
True. Yes, good. I can do that. Like Pinocchio.
Yeah.
That story we don't know. Let's go. Alright, so.
Rob's well-known story in our place.
I'm pretty much, my plan of attack is when we get into combat, I'm going to just like... princess rip my dress open and pull my swords out.
Fucking,
like Anastasia.
Wow. I need to take a moment to process that thought. Kyna asks you, Temperance, for a medallion of,
Other than the holy symbol?
Yeah, your holy symbol of Dol or Ra.
Yeah, I was thinking like to give her one of the danglies because it would be smaller, but no, she'll give her one of the amulets.
Yeah, and she wears it around her neck.
Hmm? How many do you have?
She has many.
She wears it around her neck and tries to straighten up her little robe ensemble as best she can, just to look like she's one of your followers now.
I have 5 now.
I don't have to get more. All right.
You have so many symbols. Okay. Could just make some more. Anywho.
You guys kind of approach and skirt around the outside for a moment, stealthily. Everyone roll stealth.
Oh boy, here we go.
I'm just picking one.
Oh,
wait, no.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. That's a 3.
I got a 16.
Alright, Kaina is kind of lacking in, is not lacking in stealth. Kaina, is the opposite. She very sneakily slips ahead and you don't even notice until you look around, rattling your armor, and you see her toward the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
She looks back at you and is just like, "What's up?" Holds her hand up questioningly. And seeing as you are meant to be causing a commotion, this is probably for the better. What did you roll?
16.
Yeah, you duck into a bush with Leora.
Hello.
You both wear your robes, and she says, "I think there's an entrance around the side that's not as commonly used. We could try to go through there and then try to just mingle until we can find our way down into where they'd keep the bag."
Do you have to be a drow to be in there, or is it sort of mixed bag? What do I remember? Intelligence, whatever. Could I just ask her, be like, "Yo, what's the spread?"
She's like, "It's mostly drow, but you don't have to be completely drow from what I know. It's more like, are you a believer of the black magics?"
Sure.
The dark magics, you know.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Yep, that's good. I'm good at that. I love it. I love the color gray. Especially on the darker side of it. Black magic. That wasn't even a roll, but I just dropped it.
Leora herself, actually, you see her focus for a moment, and then her physical appearance changes to that of a dark elf.
Okay.
So it pretty much just gives her the purplish gaunt skin and the pointed ears,
mm-hmm.
and
does she still have the missing eye and all that?
Yeah.
So it's like just a sort of color swatch.
Yeah, it's kind of like a color swatch.
Like a skin and league.
pack. She says,
"You look better before."
I think we should wait.
Okay.
What did you say?
Well, I said you look better before, but let's go.
Okay, I see you're not down to D with the DDDs.
No, just be yourself.
Okay, that's all right. I don't need your inspirational speeches. Let's just get to work. and she leads you through brush and just stealthily, as you guys kind of rolled good on your stealth,
mm-hmm.
She leads you over to a small garden bed where you guys can hide and duck,
mm-hmm.
pass by another entrance.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not as grand. It's just kind of like a utility entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And you do notice somebody bring out a little dustbin and then put it, like, shake it out,
mm-hmm.
into the street, and then they go back in. It's like, this is where the cleaners come in and out style.
Cool.
And y'all, Temperance and she just kind of whispers to you, sorry. what's her face? Leora whispers to you and just says, "We'll wait for their signal, essentially, them causing a ruckus, and then we'll go in. I feel like we won't be noticed."
Yeah, sure.
As strangers. And so they are waiting for you, Temperance.
Okay,
and
so
Kaina.
Have we entered the zone of truth?
You haven't entered it yet.
Cool, alright, go on then.
If we just keep our mouths shut, hopefully we'll be good. Anyway.
Can't.
okay, so they've gone over to the side, so we're still inside the building, but they've gone over to...
You're not inside the building yet, you're on the perimeter of it.
Okay, so they've gone over to like a staff area to decide. Okay.
What do you want to do?
Temperance, so Kaina's, like, gone hidden somewhere, right?
Yeah, Kaina's, just keeping her eye on you and waiting for you so that she can kind of walk in with you, you know?
Okay, yeah, so, deep breath, Temperance walks in.
Deep breath, Temperance. Y'all enter and... roll for me, wisdom save.
Wisdom save. It's a
23. Nice, yeah, you're not affected by the zoom. This is magical little truth. Kaina doesn't say anything, you don't know what her deal is.
Is there anyone in this area, or is it just like an empty, like a lobby area?
There's about one or two people in there at the moment. It doesn't look as busy as it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, and mainly it's just a guard and a, yeah, just two guards at this point. Do you want to approach the reception sort of area?
Yeah, yeah. So Temperance is gonna try walk in.
All right. You don't have to try. You do walk in. Dressed in your full regalia, mm-hmm. The guards turn towards you and they, you know, they notice that you've entered and that you're not really one of them. And they stop and one of them comes towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it is a drow guard who Gilwyn has previously offended.
Offended.
Confused. He kind of recognizes you and just says, "What business do you have here?"
Oh, hello. Does she recognize him?
Roll a history, I'm not sure. Because you were drinking wine at the party.
Oh, that's good. 21.
Yeah, you recognize him. You saw Gilwyn talking to him.
He's like, "Oh, I remember you. You were speaking to Gilwyn, my friend."
Who?
The other person I was with.
Gilwyn?
Yes. But anyways... I came back because I actually wanted to just, there was a lady that I spoke to yesterday, and I was wondering if I could organize another meeting, if possible.
Do you remember who she was? Name, etc.
Her name... I don't think you gave her the name. Yeah, I don't think he gave us a name.
That's cool. He was asking.
They did, but...
He was asking because of... He needs to know.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to cheat, so I won't say it.
No, that's good.
I know.
I'm going to say it'd be Cassio.
Yeah, I thought it was. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because it was on the names that I was like...
Yeah, let me see if...
Did you talk to Cassio? No.
That's a 14 on history. Does Temperance remember that?
You say Cass, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, all right, Cassio. Just a moment, I'll see if she's in." What?
Cassio electric guitar? He's like,
"Oh my god." He slips in back.
Oh, she was gonna ask, Temperance was gonna ask, like, can I just, like, come in, just, like, I'll stay at the door, like, I don't want to, this area's kind of funny.
I don't know.
You can walk in with me.
I'd rather you stay here.
Okay.
Until we get Cassius. And he, like, looks between you and, Kaina, and he's just like, "What the fuck?" and he disappears for, like, 5 minutes. Kind of looks at that little fountain and just kind of puts her finger into the water for a second.
Oh, so we're like in the area.
Y'all are just in the reception-y sort of lounge
the
area.
The entrance area we were drinking and there was a closet.
Oh, I thought like the Zone of Truth area and then there's an area like after that.
No, the Zone of Truth is just the perimeter, the boundary of the building, so that starts outside.
Oh, okay. So I thought the Zone of Truth was like a lobby area, and then we had to go in further.
Nope, you're inside.
Nah, you're inside. You're by that fountain. Kaina's just playing with it.
Okay. So,
are there actually people in the
room? There is no guests or anything in there. One of the usual people lounging around.
Oh, so there's not many. There's like.
There's only guards.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna die.
There's no one here. I can't really make much of a distraction if there's no one here.
I know. Alright, he comes back out and Cassia enters. What voice did I give her? I'm just gonna make it up again. So is anyone wanting continuity? I don't remember. She's like, yes, hello again.
Hello.
Your name was?
I was Temperance.
Temperance, okay.
Yes.
What business do you have here?
So, last time we came here, we had an audience with Aeon, and...
Oh yes, I heard about how that went.
Yeah, we didn't really, you know, leave on good terms. Like, well, kind of. It was okay, so, you know, I was just...
kind of, it was okay.
It was kind of.
Maybe he got stabbed in the heart.
It was mixed feelings. Especially to the cowboy.
I want all my things with me.
Yeah, he's recovering. He's recovering well.
Oh, that's good to hear. I did help him along, but you know, I was feeling really kind of, you know, not too good about that, so I was kind of hoping if I could, you know, talk to him about that, you know, offer a bit of, maybe help a bit more with the healing, you know, something like that. Kind of felt a bit bad.
Well, we have mages ourselves who kind of look after him. Roll a deception.
I don't think she's even lying.
I'm gonna have guidance with that.
That's good. Deception. Do you burn guidance?
No, guidance is a cantrip.
Okay.
Well, where's deception?
So that means you have to wait like 12 seconds before you can cast it again, essentially, because you can't cast the same spell consecutively.
Yeah, yeah.
So
like
you gotta
that.
Wait like a little bit, yeah.
That is.
So it's got like a cooldown, essentially.
18.
Good, good. She kind of nods and just says, "Well, follow me. I'll take you to his chambers at the moment."
You're gonna daylight a dying guy?
I was expecting it to be really full, but there's like
no one as you here, as so. You no, as you follow her through the back, you're not led to an office. However, you do see more people kind of hanging out in the back, taking in more privacy and whispering amongst themselves.
Can I roll perception to see like anything else?
You do see more drow.
That's a 16.
You don't really notice anything. It's kind of painted up like a kind of superficial sort of hotel lobby. No, like a hotel hallway. It's just kind of bare, inoffensive, low lit. There's the occasional window with the stars and the night sky outside. But yeah, nothing really that ominous about this area. You are, however, led to a chamber within further back than the chamber you were led to previously, where you had the meeting with Aeon. Aeon.
The stabbing.
I'm so bad at remembering names. Aeon. You are led in, and he immediately perks up when you enter. He's sat down in a lounge chair, very comfortable, and he has a blanket over his knees.
It's a little, old man.
He's recovering. And he just looks shocked when you enter. However, you two,
hello,
hanging out in the bush, both kind of sit there for a moment, and Leona says, I mean, Leora. She says, what are we waiting for?
But I was expecting there to be a lot of screaming and a lot of sadness. And
yeah,
a lot of
I thought people would be running out. Burning their eyes out.
Maybe they're running out in a different way.
Shit.
Out of time.
Let's just go in. Come on.
Alright.
Y'all, yeah, you're good. Rolls stealth.
22.
Nice, you're good. Did you also roll 12?
15. Plus 7. Damn.
Or 12 from over here. Anyways, I was like, you guys are just on point. You're really sick. You wander in, and well, you don't wander in. You wander up to the door. It's locked.
I know how to be haunted. Am I supposed to be haunted? I don't know.
No, you're dressed up as staff.
I'm looking very regal, like
regal,
yeah, regal member.
Politician
of
hands, thumb with like a little mitt.
Yes.
Politician hands terrify me. Stop it.
I'm not gonna do it because I was gonna do an impression, but then it's not appropriate.
Don't do it. Okay, we don't talk about politics here. We talk about ginger.
So.
Oh my god. Stop it.
I'm giving up officially. Okay. Moving along. Gilwyn is not going to trump anyone here. We're just gonna go ahead.
Job, yeah.
Gonna just grab this by the. Possible. Anyway.
It's a locked door.
Oh, it's fine. I'm unlocking it. I got an 18 on lockpicking.
You've unlocked this door. It was a locked door. You unlocked it and you slipped in and then relocked it just for shits and gigs.
Completely on.
Nobody is with you, however, you notice this is a small...
Where's my lady?
Oh, no, yeah, Leora's with you. Okay. She sneaks in alongside you. Nobody else is in this room. It looks like a little dishes... Stop doing politician hands. It looks like a room where you... Where people would clean up, do the dishes.
Is like there, like, trays?
Yes.
Can I pick up a tray?
Yes. Sick. Just a beautiful silver tray.
I'm counting it.
Is there anything
on it? Did you want to put anything on it? Leora kind of notices you pick up a tray and then finds some glasses and just kind of slams them on top, clanks them on top, and just like... She just like does the... I hope this works hands with her.
Could you make a... Can you like... just... It's fine. I'll pretend like...
a liquid sauce bottle.
No, I was going to say illusion it, but then people might be like, ooh, I'm drinking it, but nothing's happening. And that's probably going to give it away.
Just pick it up and it'll go. The liquid will just come out of the glass like magic and just hover where it was left. Like, wow.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh. Well, that would be cool. No.
magic trick.
Shall we, just head in if there's no one there?
I appreciate the thought of the glasses. I was actually going to not have things on my tray so I can go around and put glasses on it. Like, I'm cleaning, so I have a reason to walk around and be close to people.
Okay. And she takes the glasses off.
Nice try.
And she just smashes them on the floor for shits and gigs.
I have disappointment. I have three to be disappointed. So I'm not that disappointed.
I'm not that disappointed.
It's okay. Which was a very stealthy glass smash, according to her stealth that she rolled.
Hey, wasn't your whole thing that you were really sneaky and really good at getting in faces without being noticed?
So I'll be honest, I'm a bit drunk. No,
cool. Maybe just be cool. Cool. So, I'll have the tray tucked under my arm and we'll walk out into the hallway. I'm hoping it's the hallway.
She like grabs a piece of cloth and just puts it over her arm, like she's like, yeah, shit, I'm cleaning.
When people ask, we're like, oh, we're just doing, you know, we're new, so we're just trying to, you know, pay our penance. Like, we're trying to, like, you know, help
I'll
out.
I'll walk in front. I look like a drow.
True. Good point. I look really hot. I'll just be like, like the secret. Like, you make
you're lumpy, and I guess if you want to say hot, but you're lumpy, so let's keep you in back. Mm-hmm. All right. And she just, like, pushes out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Very quiet. It is the hallway, the same hallway that her friends entered. And you see as she looks into a room... And then enters in with Kynel, and the door closes.
Yeah. Did we skip the zone of truth?
Oh, shit!
We'll have to roll?
Yeah.
Wisdom?
Roll me your wisdom save.
11.
Is it straight? Wisdom save?
Oh. 12. 12.
You're okay.
Yeah, I figured it was... I was hoping it was a 10.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Excellent. Cool.
You guys notice Temperance enter a room, and from there we'll go back to Temperance's point of view. And Cassia comes in with you, follows you in, and you hear the door close behind you and lock.
Should have put your
Kinda in. Freaks the fuck out. Kinda is like, shit. Temperance? We gotta leave. And then she freaks out, and then Aeon stands up and he's fine, of course.
Tentacle legs.
What?
Tentacle legs.
He's got baby legs. He's got the baby legs. He stands up and raises his hand towards you. Roll initiative.
Oh no, really? I didn't even get to say anything. I was just gonna say hi. I was literally just gonna have a conversation and see how well he was going.
Well, he can still try and defuse it. He's just pissed.
You were literally just coming into heal. I thought you were genuinely gonna go heal him.
So. I was genuinely going to do that. She was genuinely gonna go see how he was.
Oh,
five. Five on initiative.
Oh my god, okay. Luckily for you, we have a high roller in Kaina. Bye-bye, all the pieces.
That tiny little miniature that you made.
No! Is it okay?
Rowan is okay.
Yeah, she okay.
She good.
Yeah, she literally was gonna go in there and.
I know you were. Like, I know.
I know, baby, I know.
I literally, when you were like, I'm gonna go kill him, I was like, I fucking knew you would.
I'm going to go heal him. Alright, and you'll tell your.
Did you ever roll deception to convince her of that as well?
What?
Did you roll deception to make her believe that you want to go heal him?
Temperance didn't even discuss anything. She was gonna go make a distraction.
You did roll deception, she didn't believe you.
Huh.
But he doesn't. He don't.
Yeah, because you rolled. You had to like. You said you want to go heal, and then you rolled it like as if it was a deception, but you weren't. You were being honest.
Oh right, yeah.
Oh yeah, anyway, being deceptive by your honesty. that's right. I know.
You really fucked yourself up.
She really just wanted to do it. Because like no one. Okay, so my thought process was, you know, no one is around in the area, so I go talk to the boss guy and, you know, keep him busy. So as long as he's here, then we're okay.
Well, who we assume is the boss? I don't actually think he's the boss.
Well, but that's what I know.
I mean, obviously, why do we never have enough conversations? But we have so many conversations, but then we still have things we need to work out.
So, Temperance rolled 5 on initiative.
Yep, we're good.
My base fucking initiative is 8.
Beautiful.
I rolled a 6 and then it became
kind of having lost her cool, kind of initiates this.
She kind of initiates this.
Well, she does initiate it. She,
I was making a pun.
Freaks out and runs at,
my goodness.
Aeon with a, actually no, she actually turns back and stabs at Cassia with a short sword.
Why?
She's freaking out! She lost her cool! She not rolled a natural 1 on keeping her cool!
Oh, okay.
and she misses. She turns in attempt to stab Cassia.
Isn't Cassia flanked?
She's behind you, too. So technically, you're both flanked.
Flanked is proximity. Like.
Yeah, but like if you have. Enemy, then someone in front, then someone to the side, that's not flanked. They can still hit. It's flank when they're here.
What?
Yeah.
Flank is like when someone is between people, right?
Yeah, and also,
so, okay, she
also within.
Be flanked,
so like, if you have like 2 allies here. And
no, that was a natural here. 1. She still doesn't hit.
That's cool.
This just all natural ones today.
That's
my
cool.
Character.
I always just go with like, if people are in proximity, then it's like.
Yeah, like if allies are here, and like side by side, there's an enemy here, that's not flank. So like 2 allies and then an enemy, that's not flank.
Mm.
Ally, and then enemy here, that's flank.
Yeah. No, I know, because I think we have to be like touching. I don't know. Like without the map. It's fine.
I'm gonna attempts to stab backwards at Cassia with a short sword that she's drawn from who knows where. She's been on her person this whole time. And she misses, hits the door behind her, and is shocked. Just holding her weapon out in front of Cassia, shocked. It is Aeorin. What is his name? It's
Eon. It's like what era and Aeon? So it's like different year terms.
Aeon.
I don't know if that was intentional.
I don't know.
Because it's like an Aeon. I always think it's like Aeon, like as in like a.
Aeon.
As in like a.
That's a good one. Aeon.
Aeon and Era, because Era was the lead lady. So I thought you were doing an intentional thing with time.
Let's just say the yes.
Alright, y'all, now it is Aeon's turn. I'm never gonna get his name right. And he comes back, he comes towards you, Temperance.
Oh, okay.
And just says, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? And he's just angrily holding his hand out to you. You see little flecks of magic and sparks of something that he's getting ready to kill you with. And it's conveniently your turn next.
Okay, yeah.
That's
so
his turn.
She's just gonna, she's not actually gonna draw her weapons. She's like putting her hands up and she's like, oh, hang on. And she's like, to Kaina as well. It's like, whoa, hold up. This wasn't, we weren't This was not supposed to be hostile. This is a very big misunderstanding. I explained to Cassia that I was going to come here to help. I wanted to check up on you to see if you were okay. I didn't mean anything. Like, we can talk this through.
Where's your ally?
He is not actually here. I came with this one.
I've never seen her before.
I know you haven't.
And she wields... She unsheaths her weapon. And attacks my good friend Kathleen.
That was not my intention. I actually was not expecting that either. Kinda, can you put the sword away?
She's breathing heavily. Roll persuasion.
Oh, that's good.
Don't worry, Kinda just keeps rolling terribly.
That's a 21 for persuasion.
That's good. She shakily puts her sword back in a jerky motion back into its sheath and just puts her hands up and is shaking intensely.
Okay, they locked the door for security reasons. You know, in case something like this happens. So be calm. This is not supposed to be hostile. I was literally going to check on him.
Kaina just looks just very ashamed. I'm freaking out. She lost her cool. Aeon is just kind of like, okay. So, you wanted to check up on me, and now to you two. Leora and Gilwin. I remembered your name that time.
Alright, well, so we saw them go into that room, right?
Yes, yes.
Alright, well, I'm going to flounce my way over.
To the room?
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm going to perception check the room in general, though.
This time, you've got Leora following you. She's like, where are you taking me? You kind of veer off on a path.
I got a 22.
22? On the perception check of the
just
room?
Checking the room to see, like, what our options are.
There are a few rooms. They all have locks on the doors. You can't tell without trying to open them if they are locked or closed.
Hey, Laura, do you remember where you went to do the deal with the, like, do you know where they took the, like, where did you do the bag thing?
There's a set of staircases nearby. And she looks around and towards the... Because there's a curvature to this hallway.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks at the walls, and I'm just going to have her roll perception. Well, actually, she's going to try and investigate. She can't find it. Dice, go away.
Can she describe to me what she's looking for as well, or no?
There is a notch in the wall where you can insert your finger and pull out, and it will...
Alright, I got this.
It's like a switch, it's like a light switch. That sounded very sexual.
I got a natural 16.
Alright, on investigating?
Yes.
Alright,
Central wall caressing.
Central wall caressing. While struggling your tray, you...
I've offered my tray onto her, because she failed.
Okay, you touch the wall, and you look around, and there is a few photo frames, and you lift them up, and... Under, kind of behind a little vase with a pot of flowers on.
Is anyone like watching us?
No, no one's noticed you so far. Everyone's kind of closed their doors having seen strangers walk in.
Oh my god, everyone's so fucking antisocial.
Yeah. You do find a little latch. Like a small wooden switch, like the ones in Minecraft. and you, yeah, you can flick that. And did you flick it? Did you flick that switch?
Can I investigate it further, make sure it's not trapped?
Yeah, sure. Investigate for traps.
I got a 16 as well.
There is something magical about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure about the nature of the trap, but there is some kind of magical circuitry in there that switches something.
Would I know how to disarm it? Would I know how to, like, fucks with it?
Yeah, roll an arcana. She actually will roll an arcana.
Oh, I'm at 10, so I'll be like, hey, found your stupid fucking wall of it. Can you make it not do the thing?
She
do some wiggly things.
Inspects it and looks around, and she just puts her hand to it with a small flourish. There's a small spark of magical energy, and it seems to come into her arm from the wall, and she's like, okay, that'll be 10, like, that's 10 minutes on that. Let's just go in.
Oh, okay, cool. So we just pulled the switch then, I guess. Yep. So it's like, so after 10 minutes it'll activate?
Yeah, it won't activate. It'll just be armed again.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we'll pull this thing then, I guess.
I think it sets off a spell, so we just gotta remember on our way out.
I'll remember. I'll make a note on my hand.
Nice.
Spooky wall.
Spooky wall.
Spooky notch. Spooky wall. Don't touch.
Don't touch. Don't you touch.
Okay. So are we expecting there to be like people down here?
There might be. I'm not too sure if there would be people or...
This is a two-person job, but if we need more people.
If we stay stealthy, I think we'll be okay. Alright. Get noticed.
Cool, sounds really good. If any sign of trouble, we run.
Yeah, we run.
Alright, except remember, spooky wall. Okay.
Spooky wall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool, alright. So, stealth then, I guess, we'll go down.
Yes. You open the door. A little, like, archway kind of unfolds with the bricks turning back on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And... as you enter, it kind of swallows you back up. The bricks kind of relay around where it was, or where they were originally.
I'm guessing I have to roll another, like, a stealth check?
Yes, roll a stealth check.
Cool, I rolled a 3, so I'm gonna re-roll that. I got a 2.
Rolled a 4.
I'm gonna take the 3. Oh wait, do I have to use the new result? No, I don't have to, do I?
When you use luck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you use the new one.
Damn it.
I thought you had the choice. I'm gonna give you the choice.
Is it?
Alright, well then that's a 10 that I got on stealth.
Okay.
Because I'm not gonna use all my lucks now.
You enter.
I'm just upset of stairs.
And you head down the stairs.
If it's a DM roll, then yeah.
You enter and you head down the stairs.
I don't think you do have to take any result.
Leora. No, I always understood it as you take whichever result you
want. It's like giving yourself
you
a badge. Because
you can make someone also. Take the like dice roll that you want them to.
Yeah.
It's giving yourself advantage, essentially.
Mm.
Or someone else disadvantage.
Mm.
As you enter, Leora kind of is a little bit louder.
Cool.
For no fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Considering you guys are both stealthy motherfuckers. God damn.
Yeah, well I rolled a 3 and I still got a 10, so
yeah. As you enter, you hear some strange gargling noises just echoed off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's ominous as fuck. You kind of go down this small, narrow spiral staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And you come out a floor lower in a vast open space.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this is where they led me last time. And I don't think they actually... frequent down here unless they're arranging things for spells. I know that there is a cache of supplies somewhere in here.
Okay, cool. Alright, perception check maybe?
Good idea.
I only got 15.
She did good. You look around and this is a large cellar style area.
Hmm.
With the occasional cage, corpse, and strange
humanoid corpses.
Some of them look a little bit like atrocities. You know? Cool. Like freakish.
Like my ex
creatures. Oh my god. Like freakish composite creatures.
Going with my act.
Like, to the sea.
You don't know.
Okay. I do have to know because I'm the DM. bitch.
No, there's a wife somewhere.
You can see the occasional strange, malformed, but dead creature. You do. Notice some small animals in cages, some rats and things that are just scurrying about.
I'll stick to the shadows as best I can.
Yeah, you guys kind of duck into...
Is it like an open cavern kind of thing?
It is open, so you guys kind of duck. There's boxes and things all around.
Cool.
Crates. You kind of duck behind some of those crates.
Alright, could we take, like, can I just chill for like a minute and just like listen, see what I hear?
Yeah, right.
Then you can go back to those
two guys. Put on some ambience.
Okay. You might want to jump back to those other ones while we're doing that, if you want. Or you can keep going.
Yes, yes.
Depends.
Spooky.
Spooky door.
Gross.
You guys, in your little conversations,
mm-hmm.
you're all very tense now. Goodbye, Monster Manual.
My expensive books. Do not drop them.
That's okay, they're all up. Now my thing has failed. Has failed.
That is not expensive. I don't care about that.
You too, then. Alright, where was I? You guys are in a very tense situation. You look over Aeon, and he's just like, see, I'm okay. what are you, what's up? What's happening?
Yeah, see, like, this is the reason why I came back, because I kind of felt bad with, you know, my associate attacking you. That's why he's not here with me right now. So... Yeah, I wanted to check up on you, see if you're okay, you know, offer any assistance with, like, healing, or, you know, if you have any kind of ailments, and, you know, just generally making sure that you're okay.
I'm fine, thanks. I've got, like, a scar, but that's, you know, emotional.
Emotions.
You always remember the time that I was inside him.
Yes, because your rapiers are an extension of your body.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh my god.
In the distance, you just feel like Gilman is talking shit. Sorry, continue with your very important discussion about how he's okay.
The Gilman sense is tingling.
Oh my god. Gilman's sass sense. He looks to you. And he just takes in what you are, essentially, and he says, you unleashed some pretty powerful magic on us last time. I was just wondering, what is your magical repertoire? Can you...
Well, I have a lot of things.
What?
Firstly, I'm going to roll insight on him.
I'm so proud of you.
16.
He's looking for a way to use you.
Okay.
That's like me.
Well, yeah, that depends. Like, what kind of things are you looking for? Because I can. There are just like.
Well, you summoned. Things that I could do. You summoned something before. I'm wondering what is the nature of your religious conjurations.
Well, pertains to a lot of light. Light everywhere. That's pretty much what I do. So, yeah, it's a lot of light magic. If that makes sense.
Okay, so, who do you, what deity do you reign under?
Oh, here, I'll show you. She'll, firstly, she'll like, put a little, like, light in her hands. And she's like, look, see, I got light.
Is it, okay, what, is it a cantrip?
Yeah, it's just light.
Okay.
Just, like, plain light. Not daylight, just plain light.
He sees it and he nods slowly. Who do you follow?
Honestly, I think her orcness should be a feat.
Orcness is a feat.
Yeah.
I follow. I don't know if you heard of him because, like, you know, where I was from, they didn't really. Wasn't really a thing, but and then she like praises the sun. I follow Dollar Rock. It's like praise the sun.
Okay. I think it best you be leaving now.
Oh, really? You don't want to see any of the other stuff? Like, I can do a lot of things.
Your magic is probably ill suited to us.
Why is that?
No reason. We just have no need for sunlight and praising it.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I can do this other thing, and then she's actually going to use darkness. I have darkness, part of Tiefling.
Okay, wait, is this thaumaturgy?
No, no, darkness. It's the actual spell, darkness.
Oh, okay. yeah.
It's magical darkness, 15-foot radius. Dark vision and non-magical light can't go through it.
Oh. So dark vision can't see through it?
No, it's magical darkness. It is like just pitch
So you've
light.
Rendered everyone blind.
Essentially. Yeah. And she's like, see, I can do this thing too. But like, there's like, nobody can see in it.
Oh my god. okay, is there any DC or anything on that? It's just, you just straight cast it and no one can see?
Yeah, it's just a ball.
It's just a ball of darkness. I love it.
Yeah. Like... See, I can do, like, she's just speaking in the darkness as well. It's like, I can do this thing too. It's not just light.
Is this a fucking magic show happening?
Don't burn up all your spells.
That's okay. It's fine.
Oh, God.
So if you needed, you know, stuff like that, I can do it too. And she's still inside the darkness. She's still gone out.
Okay, you don't see anything?
Of course, because dark vision can't see through it.
But you roll perception for me.
Oh my god. That is a 19.
Okay, you hear kind of unsheathing her blade.
Oh, okay. Temperance is gonna like try and bat at Kaina, like just in darkness, just like, no, don't.
roll dexterity then.
Oh, that's bad.
Wouldn't it be attack roll?
That's 14.
Yeah, you reach out, you can't feel her though.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And as. Okay, as you as you hear a small commotion, you try to reach out for Kaina in the darkness.
Does she get disadvantage because it's dark?
Everyone gets disadvantage. No one can see.
You hear a gasp from behind you. What sounds like Cassia? And
my fucking god, Kaina.
Suddenly there's a...
Is she dead? I hope she's dead. That'd be funny.
I hear real damage, but maybe.
She getting critical?
My fucking god. This is why I can't have nice things.
So, yeah, she likes Gilliwin, honestly. Do you think she's going to make good choices? Fucking no. Nobody makes good choices.
Nobody. Aligned with Gilliwin.
Not unless it's Gilliwin. He makes the best choices. He has the best words.
Come on, Sarah. Slow your roll. Okay, let's just see how bad this is.
She rolled a fucking natural one again, didn't she? On keeping her cool. Bet you she fucking did.
You okay with this? Not being very temperance.
And this is me. This is me talking.
Temperance is just mom disappointed.
She's very disappointed. Temperance will be. She will be disappointed.
Gonna have to resurrect someone.
I will!
You hear a thud and a clamor, and Cassia says, "You little bitch!" And now there is just a darkness scuffle happening behind you. Right. Back to Gilliwin!
I think the trees have feelings.
Punch Kaina. Oh my god. Fucking little shit.
Oh my god.
So this area, is there like kind of a perception to see like what sort of... I mean, I think if you take a full minute, isn't that the equivalent of rolling decently enough to see the area?
Yeah, you take a full minute. You're good.
Yeah, so...
You see... you've ducked in to... a small nook in between some crates, you and Leora. And as you turn around to talk to Leora, you're actually greeted with...
She's dead.
Oh, man. You're actually greeted with the sight of a huge... Well, I don't think huge. Let's see.
Wait, so is Leora gone?
No.
Oh, good.
She's still there, but this is what cool. You see just behind her.
Excellent.
Mm.
Why? I have the feather, so hopefully I can make something happen there.
I wasn't going to mention it. So, because like, I can't.
I was thinking about it the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I was thinking about it as well, but I didn't want to mention it because it's not like character kind of
thing. You're cool.
Well, like, what could I do?
Be with a Rakshasa. Nah.
Oh, fuck that. I think I could just be like, hey,
Lilina, hey.
I'll be like, come outside. Can I just ask as a general question? How close was the switch on the wall to the door that we saw her disappear into?
I'm gonna say that was probably quite, because that door was far in, it was probably quite close.
Okay.
It's probably like just opposite of the door where you entered the underground part. I have bookmarked his page and I can't fucking find it. God damn it!
Cool. So I'm thinking that I'll probably write a message to the effect of, go outside. There is a wall. There should be a switch on it. I think we moved a picture frame to get it open and the wall swallowed us up.
It was behind a vase.
Behind a vase. Okay, cool. Alright, so right behind a vase, outside the door, there is a switch. Pull the switch. It's a magic switch. Be careful. Come down. Right? Vase. Pull the switch. Come down. Stop, kind of. Don't you wish I killed her now?
I just... she's, like, ruining everything.
What was your plan? To, be friendly with him?
Essentially, okay, so the plan was... Because, because he's like, no light magic. It's like, I'm going to show you dark magic. It's like, well, maybe there is a use for you. That's essentially what I was trying to go for. But no, she fucking stabs him.
He's opportunistic as fuck, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they were like, ooh, we've got a use for you, then they might have been like, dumb you down and lock you up.
I do like
that. I don't think it would have been a consensual, we've got a use for you. I think it would have been a, we're going to use you for sacrifice kind of use you.
Seeing as you rolled well on the perception, it was a nefarious, we've got a use for you sort of thing.
I'm guessing gold
temperance
star
is just optional. Like, she's just optimistic.
Temperance is optional.
Optional.
That's
optimistic. I see how it is.
That is not how we operate the... Oh, what the fuck was the name? Something it is? I came up with a team name. Something Hitters.
Something Scared Hitless.
Scared Hitless. That's not how Scared Hitless works. Fresh shit jokes. That's funny. Well, I'm really hoping that... How long does the darkness last? Not that I know you're in darkness, but like how...
Concentration up to 10 minutes. So I could keep that ball up there.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't be able to see the message.
Yeah, I wouldn't, but I probably would be able to feel it.
You could feel it.
Well, the feather.
Yeah, but don't you have to do you have to optionally, do you have to read the feather? Like, do you have to do you get a choice to look at it, or is it just immediate? The feather. Like, when we used it that one time, the futuristic thing. Does it, do you have to, to read it, or does it just happen, and then you're like,
You have to pick it up to read it.
Okay, well then, yeah.
It's a message. Like a text message.
Okay. Alright, you good to go?
So I can just let it sit in my phone before I read it.
Yeah, it's just vibrating. It's just my little voice screaming.
Alright,
God fucking damn it, Kyla.
As
you... The door is locked. Have a good luck. Alright, yes.
The door's locked.
I had a plan, but it's gone out the window because of Kyla.
She rolled really well. Attacking. As you turn around and you look towards Leora, you see instead, before you see her, because she is still behind you, she's still stuck in there, you see a cage about across the room with a hideous mass of eyes, teeth, and flesh writhing around, essentially.
Sounds good. It's in a cage.
but it seems to be seeping its way hideously out of the cage.
Seeping.
Slowly coming towards you. Like, its flesh doesn't have to stay together. It's just kind of inching its way out towards you guys with hungry tendrils. And it's squelchy. And Leora turns and looks and is just horrified.
Excellent. Sounds delightful. Let me just confirm.
It's about the size of a person, at least.
The size of a person. I thought it was like a dragon size, like a gargantuan, but it's not. I guess fine. No, I can deal with this.
This is okay.
This is fine. This is manageable. So let me. Wait, so is it like making an attack on us?
It can't because it is still bound by that cage. It is kind of trying to come out of the cage. It's kind of moving its flesh around the bars.
Could I theoretically put it in a bag of devouring?
You could certainly try.
How does that work? I have to like bag it.
Bag it.
If I put like a tendril in it, would that bag like?
Yeah, I mean theoretically. Let me just check in place. Oh, in the. It's in the.
I'll just scoop it up.
let the bag.
If it's a big monstery thing made of flesh, I'm sure the bag would love it.
Ugh, disgusting.
For us, yes, the bag maybe no.
Depending on the bag holding size, I mean, it could fit half of it, and then that's even more better because it has it in half.
Just let it chomp away.
Okay. Well, my current plan of attack is. Well, I do. If it's oozy, I do piercing damage, so that doesn't make me feel too bad.
What if it eats your rapier?
And then it can eat my dick. Because it's my rapier. I think as long as it doesn't grapple, then I'll be alright. Theoretically. Or I can kill it in one shot. Or I can devour it in a bag.
You can let the bag devour it, not you devour it in the bag.
Yes. I'll eat it. I'll eat the monster.
It will.
Roll a constitution save. See how well you keep that down.
I'm like sobbing through my fucking mouth full of monster. I won't eat meat, but I'll just eat this fucking dungeon crawling creep.
Okay, it can get pulled inside, if it fails a DC check.
Cool, I'm gonna try that. I'll be like, alright, excuse me. And it's little tendrily things? Is that, it's got like little oozy bits coming out?
With eyes and teeth stuck to them.
Fantastic. Alright. I'm gonna be like, trying to catch it.
Okay, so you're going to approach it?
Like tentatively. I'm gonna like approach it very slowly to see how fast it's moving.
As you get to within a 10-foot radius of it, as you approach that 10-foot mark, you notice the ground start to squelch.
The ground is squelchy?
Yeah, the ground around it is soft,
difficult,
like a thick mud. Like, it's... You put one shoe in it, and you just... And you pull it out with some effort.
That's fine. All right, I'll wait for it to come closer then. Wait, so when else I get within 10 feet of it, does it seem like it's coming from the monstery? Like this field of effect?
As you look down on the ground with the low light that's in this room, you notice that it is like a sort of slug-like liquid that is drained out from the creature, and as it approaches, the liquid also approaches.
All right, Can I just hold the bag out and like try to scoop it?
You'll have to broach that difficult terrain.
Can I try and jump there?
All I can recommend is not jumping onto the squelchy ground. Maybe trying to jump the 10 feet.
Wait,
onto
I've got a better idea. You said there was a bunch of crates around, right?
Yeah, and
then I'm gonna
chuck
some crates in there.
In.
Yeah.
So you're gonna chuck some crates onto the.
I'm just gonna push some crates into the.
All right. You notice as they start.
Oh shit! I'm pretty weak.
Shifting. Actually, yeah. Roll strength 4, baby.
You're a 4.
Really suck.
Leora, help me.
Leora's gonna try as well.
Rogue man. Make like a bridge to.
Man, she also sucks. She's 4.
Well.
You guys really push.
Screw it. If it gets... Well, okay.
Then I'm gonna climb up on the boxes and then I'm gonna wait.
Just sit down, crosses his arms.
Can I take a shot with my crossbow?
You're welcome to.
Well, is this really a thing we need to deal with, Liori? Do we need to deal with this thing?
I guess we can try to leave it in its cage and just...
Do you recognize what this is at all?
No, this is disgusting.
Can I, like, roll an intelligence?
Sure.
Like, what does it look like?
Sure.
I got a 17 straight. I don't know.
Maybe it was human once, but you don't know what the fuck that is.
So it looks like it was organic. Can I see, like...
It looks like it's the product of a spell gone wrong.
Okay. Would I know... Would Liora, do you know anything about spells gone wrong?
Well, I don't... I'm more of an illusionary magic.
Okay.
This is like some conjuring shit.
Didn't they say they were trying to summon some things?
Yeah. That's generally what they...
what
people say, at least, that they're trying to summon a demon or something.
Now, they said that this is humanoid. Does it look like...
Not humanoid, but they...
Well, no, as in it has bits of people in it.
Yeah.
So is it, like, fleshy? Like, what kind of flesh? Like, orc, human,
red, squelching...
So mostly red flesh.
Yes, like exposed flesh.
Like muscles.
Like muscles and...
Or like tiefling red.
No, like muscles, like it's just flesh.
Okay.
Is he veins popping and bubbling? I'm so sorry.
They're really
veins
expensive
popping.
Books.
Please I know! Veins popping and bubbling and shit.
I don't know. Fucking, I don't wanna... I can't touch it because apparently it's bad for me. So I'm gonna just chill out on these boxes and wait for it to get closer. Or take a shot at my with my short bow.
Okay,
I'm gonna go with my short bow. How about that? Let's go. Ooh. I mean, I got an 11. I mean, a 12.
It does hit.
Yeah, because it doesn't have. It's just a pile of body.
Alright,
well, I'll take a shot with my
short bow. 1, 2, 4. How's about? You can take a shot with short bow next episode. Because we are reaching an hour and something.
Well, I did 6 damage.
So well, you've done 6 damage!
Shot for 6 damage, and that's what we got.
That's your initiating. That is.
Fuck you! I said it.
Okay.
Strange body.
You strange lump of bits.
Thank you, everyone, for dealing with our shenanigans.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Because, like, a whole bunch of shit. Yeah, because Kaina was just rolling to see if she... It's kind of like a constitution save, where she's just trying to keep cool.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't keep cool.
She didn't keep cool. God damn it.
She critically failed.
I had a plan. And the plan went out the window.
And I went to a fucked up zoo, and I don't know what's going on there.
A fucked up, horrifying zoo. Okay.
How much regret do we have this time? I have 11 regrets.
Oh, God. 7 regret.
What a horrible time.
It was 7-11 regret.
What was the name?
Dylan Melandu.
No, the party name for this episode.
Scared Hitless.
Yeah, Scared Hitless had like a really horrible time trying to do anything. God bless.
Play a little bitch.
It wasn't my fault this time.
Not my fault. It's not your fault.
Excellent. Well,
anyway, see you guys on Twitter. Tweet at us with your party name suggestions, because Scared Hitless is gone for next episode.
Yeah, each episode, new name, new feels.
New life, new loves.
New
loves.
With Gillen, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Bye.
What a time to be alive.
I said bye.
Guys.
Jeez, bye.
Bye.